Just look a little bit more at this now with our political correspondent Micheál Lehane, because the issue was raised, we heard earlier in the Dáil today, with the Minister for Health, Micheál, but the government is seems standing firm on its current approach, no new restrictions. And whatever about the pressure from the medical unions and the doctors, the nurses, the health system, if you like, what about politically? Are they facing pressure?
I think the push politically is to communicate the advice, the current public health advice around the need or the requirement to wear masks in settings such as health ones and also on public transport and other perhaps crowded indoor settings as well, that should be communicated more effectively. Apart from that, though, there doesn't seem to be massive political pressure to go beyond public health advice, which, of course, ultimately is what nearly all political sides agreed with in the end. And I think that's likely to be the case, too, when the government's Cabinet Subcommittee on Health meet later on today, that for two reasons. One is such as the transmissibility of the virus that they don't believe masks would make a huge difference if they were legally enforced, and also the fact that the virus itself is less severe. That seems to be the thinking that is dominating government minds at the moment.
So the political pressure then is coming on once again in relation to the cost of living, inflation, and today particularly energy costs.
Yeah, that there is a unified sense across the opposition benches now that government need to act, and they need to act urgently. However, the clear indications coming back are that it's going to take a little while longer before there is government action. We kind of heard yesterday or in the last while that firm proposals from the European Commission around the possibility of cutting the VAT rates on energy bills. That's not likely to come from the Commission perhaps until the end of the month. Then there will be that initiative from Minister Eamon Ryan looking and talking to the energy providers around putting everyone on the same rate as new entrants to a company would get, and also looking at things like time of day pricing, where you would have different rates at different points of the day, that people would know what would be the best price for them and when to use most energy or electricity in particular. Those kind of initiatives seem to be the more short-term ones that are being looked at, but I suppose a clear hint to now and a clear indication that in the longer term the government's next big moves in this will be likely to be more targeted and looking at more lower-income households. And it could look to things like expanding the eligibility for the fuel allowance and also measures through social protection for families that have children.
All right. And very briefly, if you can, Micheál, the latest from the Shannon by-election, the Trinity seat.
Yeah, that's on the 8 count now, and there's just 16 votes that separate the top two candidates. That's Hugo McNeill and Tom Clonan. And next comes Maureen Gaffney, the academic and writer, and then Hazel Shew, the Green Party councillor. So there isn't much between them. There is some way to go yet. It's on the 8 count. And now Patricia McKenna's votes will be distributed. So Hugo McNeill is on 2,153 votes there, but the quota is 6,710. So it looks like whoever wins this is going to get elected without reaching the quota, but it could take a few hours yet.
Very good. Micheál Lehane, thanks for that.